Hi, I'm Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like...
I'm Roxy Andrews and I'm here to make it clear.
Here we
go. I know you love me, baby. That's why you brought me here. Was a bitch on season 5. I'm gonna make it right. Give me a sewing challenge and I'll give you what you like. I'm full of tricks, baby, just like on Halloween.
No.
A room full of monsters that it makes you want to scream. I have to get this right so you don't waste your time. Not like my comedy. I'm killing on this rhyme. I'm gonna show you what I can do. You're going crazy and seeing to it's not my fault. You can play the game. All these other hoes, but they're all the same. Hello, hello, hello.
Que show, que show, que show.
What's up, bro?
No mames, güey. Tragando como siempre.
Oh my God, it's so late. So if you're listening to Latinos Who Lunch, we are literally recording this in the middle of the night.
Like 5 hours before it comes out.
Yeah, not even. I put it out at like 3 a.m, so this is going to come out exactly when it's supposed to come out.
Jesus Christ.
So today we want to talk about our guilty pleasures.
And speaking of guilty pleasures, can you tell everybody what the fuck are we eating right now?
This is all you, bitch. I told you to pick somewhere and you picked the one and only.
It is not my fault that the city is going through some heavy construction and the El Taco was blocked.
Okay.
And plus, you made me work till like 11 p.m., so I have to
no,
go.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I don't understand. This bitch, you called me. Let's get this out of the way. You called me like, I waited in line at the Burger King drive-thru for 10 minutes, and then... And then they only take cash.
Ay, así no hablo, no mames.
Like, it was my fault.
No, because you said you had food here, so I was like, let's just eat here. You're like, just go to the El Taco. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to the El Taco. So I went to McDonald's.
Thank you for bringing McDonald's.
To Marranos.
Me encanta. I haven't eaten McDonald's in 3 days. It's so good. Just kidding. In a really long time. Thank you for bringing me my fave, chicken nuggets. Speaking of guilty pleasures.
I was afraid you were going to start crying when you started eating them.
I almost did.
I saw
it.
It
was like one tear, one Nina Bonina brown tear. And... You know what? It's not really a guilty pleasure, though, because I feel like everybody loves... Secretly, people love McDonald's, and like especially chicken nuggets.
I won't admit it, but their breakfast, back in the day, I used to eat them almost like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
My favorite is the McGriddle, but they didn't have it today.
I mean, the McGriddle?
Porque antes de las 11 or some bullshit like that, so...
I thought it was 24-hour breakfast.
But only certain items.
Oh.
Ese es el pedo.
Okay. So before we get to our guilty pleasures episode, I want to just catch up on what's going on with your life. What's happening?
I am half through the first round of edits. So
edits of what?
Of my dissertation. Oh. So I will defend in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You're a doctor.
Soy el doctorcito.
Dr. Babelito!
El doctor psiquiatra.
Wow!
Yes, so I'm very close, but it's... It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. There's more and more and more work every day. And there's a reason why they call it a PhD, man. It's just a lot of work. A lot of work. But I'm almost there. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then I get to go to Puebla for 10 days. And then I get to go to a music festival. So my head is in Tacos Orientales and Missy Elliott. That's all I can think about, because otherwise I will go crazy.
Yeah.
What about you?
Girl. I'm actually going to get my church announcements out of the way right now, just so that...
Do it.
I've been working around the clock, getting all this stuff done, because I have a residency in Miami, Florida that starts June 6th. But before that, and tomorrow, I fly out to Denver... Because on Saturday, June 3rd, I have a family fiesta performance at the Denver Art Museum from 1 to 3. So anybody in Denver...
Cáiganle raza.
...will be by the cow sculptures. Me and 20 of my family members are going to be doing... Oh my God, these chicken nuggets are coming back. they don't want... Okay, so Family Fiesta Saturday. But then before that, I have to, I'm finishing a lowrider piñata, full-size 1964 Chevy Impala based on the famous Gypsy Rose lowrider. I'm making that right now. And I have
That's so badass.
I have to have it done tomorrow. Porque lo van a, they're going to come pick it up on Monday.
And that's why we're recording.
I'll be in Denver. Bitch, we've been gluing paper to paper for like 3 days straight. Shout out to my beautiful, amazing interns, Carla and Jess. You guys are amazing. Anyways, I'm super excited for all this stuff, but I have to get a lot of things out of the way. So we haven't even been able to record because I've been so busy.
Yeah, and you have a busy summer. It's going to be crazy.
Summer. It's a cruel summer. So, yeah, I have a busy year. I'm booked through December, bitch.
This is November.
December, I'm leaving it for my family.
Ah, que linda.
Ay, que linda.
Oh, my God.
Oh, anyway, so... Denver, if you're in Denver this weekend, come hang out with me and my family. If you're in Miami, June and July, let me know. I would love to meet you guys. I know there's a couple artists in Miami that do piñata sculpture. I would love to collaborate with you guys and get to know you guys. So hit me on the buzz. Get me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Okay.
Wait.
Lista?
Espérate.
Okay.
Before we
start... Who's
going
to go first? Okay.
Explícame.
Oh, God.
What the hell is happening with RuPaul right now?
Oh, my God, bitch. Scratch the episode. We're just going to talk about this. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. Whoever doesn't care about RuPaul's Drag Race, first of all, you're listening to the wrong podcast. There is some drama right now with the queens from season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and it is so good.
Es un pinche escándalo, güey.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if you don't know this, Google it, loca, because it is too good. It's I don't know why. I know this is petty and stupid and dumb, but speaking of guilty pleasures, I don't think it's a guilty pleasure to love RuPaul's Drag Race because so many people do, but to be...
So invested on it.
An ultimate fan where I'm like on these people's Facebook pages like every 20 minutes just to see if there's any new developments. Like, that's a little too much.
Yesterday we were working and we were playing the Facebook live feed.
Look at what Morgan McMichaels just wrote. Okay, so wait, let me lay it all out. Okay.
Okay.
So Tyra Sanchez, the other Tyra, winner of season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Fabulous queen.
Beautiful, fabulous.
Linda Evangelista.
Yeah. America's sweetheart. Her personality, she has the personality of a rock, but she still looks beautiful, right? And I love her, right?
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. But I love rock, sedimentary, igneous. So anyway, okay.
Respira profundo y cuéntaselo a quien más confianza le tengas.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Okay.
Tyra does this like once a year. Like, she'll pull a stunt like this. But this stunt...
Ah, es parte de su
I
pedo.
Think so. Mm. So she came out with this spoken word...
In like, SoundCloud, right?
On SoundCloud. Yes. And it was supposed to... I think what she was going for was like satire. Like, she was basing it on the Dear White People monologues. So her...
By the way, that show's so annoying. But anyway, that's another episode.
I can't. Okay. So she... basically, she calls out everybody for saying, like, hey, I can't speak my mind because I'm a black queen. And if I say something, then I'm an angry black queen. And I've been holding my tongue for 7-8 years.
Yes.
And I'm not letting that happen anymore.
And she has a point.
Right.
Correct.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then she says, you know, I'm sorry, Raven, that you're bitter or something like that. I'm none of this is facts. I'm just paraphrasing.
Y Raven, like, ¿qué tiene que ver?
Okay, because people always bring up to her that Raven should have won season 2, right? But she says,
razón.
I'm sorry that I tapped on that ass or whatever. She like, she tapped on, I don't know if that's the exact words, but she beat Raven, you know? And she's like, and I'm sorry that you lost twice because she also lost All Stars, right? And Raven is one of the fiercest queens.
Yes, she's amazing.
She has all these YouTube channels, YouTube shows, and she's doing RuPaul's face.
I was
right
about
now.
To ask, yes.
So it's like she's the ultimate winner.
Yes.
But anyway, because she did that, Morgan McMichaels, her like a number one sister, they do the show on Mondays at Mickey's nightclub in West Hollywood. She said, "Hey, I'm not gonna go. I don't wanna be part of this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take myself out of the equation because Tyra, Raven, and Morgan McMichaels were supposed to all perform that night on Monday. And it was Morgan's birthday. So the club promoter was like, everybody's gonna come for your birthday.
You have to perform.
Have to be here.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then the managers called Tyra's managers.
Y la cancelaron.
And they canceled her.
A la chingada. Uy, este gravy se está poniendo bien bueno.
So then Tyra Sanchez put on Facebook, rest in peace, Morgan McMichaels, and put her...
You know, I saw that picture and I was like...
Mm. Her expiration date, May 28th, 2017.
Yes.
Okay, so then it gets even better because then Tatiana, the one and only Tantianta, she texted Tyra, okay, and said, Tati, you better, Tatiana, you better, ¿cómo se llama la? Tyra, you better take that photo down. That's rude. And
because people were getting concerned.
People were concerned that she was actually dead. So then Tyra puts Tatiana's conversation on Instagram or on Facebook, I don't know, but doesn't delete the phone number.
Also, like actual...
a screenshot. So then people start calling Tatiana. Tatiana has to change her phone number because all these Drag Race fans...
What the fuck are these people?
Oh my God.
That's
okay.
Awesome. Okay.
So then Tatiana goes on her Instagram and is like, excuse me, this is fucked up. And because you did this to me... I'm going to do this to you. So she screenshot
her phone
Tyra's
number.
Contact information and put it on her Instagram.
Chingada.
Tyra tried to play it off like it was no big deal and was like instant was Facebook living, people calling her phone. Then Morgan McMichaels gets on Facebook Live and spills all the fucking tea, bitch.
Oh my God.
She's like, Tyra, you're so...
And she went live today or yesterday?
No, it was like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
She's like, Tyra, I don't know why you're doing this. You're immature. I love you, but this is too far. You're my sister.
Pero párale, güey.
Blah, 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 blah. And she goes in.
Se te cayó tu silco, mamacita.
Oh my... And then Tyra does another spoken word thing on SoundCloud, calling out other queens like Naomi Smalls, because she said... She said, you know, you lost twice on Raven. You lost twice. Uh-huh. And Raven, nada. No dice nada. Raven está ahí. Oh, yo me quedo callada. Yo nomás.
Porque ella es una damita.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for her to say something. Because when she does, it's going to be good.
Va a ser como, uff. Okay, y luego.
Like on All Stars 1 behind the scenes. Well, guess what, Mimi? We did. She's going to come in. So, anyway, I've talked about this way too long. I am loving this shit. It is too good.
I can't wait
Tyra,
for the development.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I think she's going to lose a lot of fans because of this.
No,
but
I think she's going to gain a lot of fans.
I mean, we're
because you know what?
I'm talking about this because of her. So.
And you know, I was even thinking because I don't remember seeing her in DragCon. And I don't remember hearing about her as much. And now she's back. So it's working.
Okay, so she called out Naomi Smalls because Naomi Smalls, her drag mother is Raven. So she's like, you lost Drag Race twice. Well, three times if you count Naomi.
Porque tu hija también perdió. Dios
mío. And then Naomi got into it and tweeted a picture of Tyra at RuPaul's Drag Con last year. And there's nobody in line.
I saw that picture, bitch.
Oh, so good. Okay. And then she called out Pandora Box and Trinity K. Bonet. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know why. I bet they said something to her. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm actually excited. This is a guilty pleasure
right
here.
You're living for this shit.
I am living for this shit. Bitch, me and Lance were on the phone for like 2 hours talking about it. Like,
I know. I saw you guys.
It's amazing. Like,
but okay. Oh, anyway. So to get back on track.
It's like Untucked, like on Facebook.
Like
it's
live.
Good.
Except that the whole entire country is involved. But
well, guess what, Tyra? We did. Okay.
So is it... Is it a, Is it a guilty pleasure when so many people are involved? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, how will you define a guilty pleasure?
Let's get into that. Okay. So our guilty pleasures that we talk about today should really be something that we are... Are you really taking notes on Drag Race?
No, because it's so late. I want to do the links right now.
Okay. So it should be something that we're really ashamed of. Like, we need to dig deep, bitch. Like, it can't be like something that everybody... Petty. Like McDonald's. Like, everybody fucking secretly loves McDonald's. You know, like, we know it's trash.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's in this food is scientifically engineered to like feed our souls.
But see, it can all come down to that. Like, we're all, ¿cómo se dice? Conditioned to to like this sort of things or to eat this kind of food. So, I don't know. Like, I'm still... The reason why I'm asking is because when it comes to guilty pleasures, there's always, especially now with the internet, there's always a group of people that will make you feel like that's actually not a guilty pleasure. Like, it becomes normal.
Right. Like, I was going to say Taco Bell is my guilty pleasure and ranch dressing, but everybody likes that. So it's like, that's not a guilty pleasure. Yeah. So that cancels that out for me.
Okay.
So.
you go start.
No, you go first because... I just talked like for 20 minutes, so you have to go
okay,
first. What is your... let's do like three. Okay. We can do more or less, whatever, but let's keep it around three.
We talked about this before, and I try not to talk about it, but I still do it.
What?
It's... I'm in love with the Big Bang Theory.
See?
I love that show, and it's so...
That's a hard one. Because so many people love that show.
Yeah, but it's probably just white people in the middle of the fucking country. No shade.
That show plays in Mexico.
Oh, that's
right.
It's
worldwide now.
Pero es que es super problemático, güey. That show is a mess.
I don't watch it. I don't know. All I know is that Blossom is on there. So I hope they revive that show. I fucking
but
love Blossom.
It's to the point where, like... I just have to have it in the background all the time because it just makes me feel better.
Yeah.
There's a problem with that.
Yeah.
That's how Friends it is too, but...
Friends?
Yes.
I love Friends too. I'll admit that.
That's her common guilty pleasure right there.
I feel like a lot of people like Friends though. But it is guilty.
But
like,
it's wrong.
For like in today's America, like to be a woke person of color, I think...
Like, we shouldn't be identifying with those people.
Yeah.
Like, Rachel, out of nowhere, she became so rich. She had all the privilege in the world, and she was just like, oh, I'm going to make it into fashion, and she did.
Yeah.
Like, is that what are we going to do with our futures? Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. And I get mad when I think about it, so I try not to think about it. That's why I watch it at night. When my brain needs to rest from thinking about all this martyrs and bullshit that I'm writing about. So I need to not think about anything serious, and I watch Friends. But this is also one of the reasons why it takes me a long time to get into a show like that. Because the first run, I just analyze it and hate it and hate it and hate it. And you get to a point where you watch it so much that it's just part of your life.
Bitch, I thought that I was a Friends expert and...
Me la...
Calmate, calmada, venada. I was... venada, that's not even a word. I was really surprised. We played Friends trivia in the car on our way to LA once, and you beat me. That was really good. Me and my cousin Eric, we were always watching Friends. Shout out to Eric. He doesn't listen to this, but I mean, I love it. I loved it. We loved it.
Like, I play it, dude.
Yeah.
Before I go to bed, and I listen to Phoebe's voice.
Stop, please.
Y me arrulla.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're going all the way.
Pena ajena, motherfucker.
Penna Hanna.
Oh.
Yeah, but okay. The Big Bang Theory, it really is fucked up. Like, they've only had one Latino character, and this was in the last season. And guess what the role was?
A janitor.
Exactly. No. That's how fucked up it is.
Just like in Ghostbusters. Yeah, I've watched one episode of The Big Bang Theory. Maybe two, actually.
And you hated it.
I don't know. I was just like, whatever. I was
because you've gave me shit for
in
it.
In Mexico, I watched it because there was
like that makes
else
it
to
better.
Watch. Well, because my aunt was watching, and I want to be like, can you turn this trash off? But
you could. Que ponga telenovelas.
I don't know.
El secreto okay. de Ruby.
I will count that. I will accept that as a guilty pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I have a guilty pleasure that's also a TV show. Mm. And I am ashamed to talk about this, but I don't give a shit anymore. I love watching The Hills.
Estupidex. Pero tú?
I was addicted to all those stupid MTV reality shows.
I know.
So like Laguna Beach. Remember Laguna Beach? And then the sequel was the spinoff was The Hills. And then it was then
I cannot even look at you right now.
Then Lo went to New York. And then it was The City. And I even watched like spin-off reality shows. So like Heidi and Spencer, you
no,
remember? Spidey?
No mames way.
They were on this TV show called...
That's like the bottom of the barrel.
I'm on a desert island. Like, help, get me out of here. Like, they put all these celebrities on a desert island.
like
Janice Dickinson and Alec, like Alec Baldwin's brother.
Like Therapy? Like
Sanjaya. Remember Sanjaya?
Oh my God.
I love those shows.
You still watch them?
I have on Netflix now, because you can watch them all on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So I probably shouldn't talk about this, but I will. When I used to work at in the day, on the weekends, I would be by myself in the office, mm-hmm. and I would just like watch The Hills for like the 8 hours that I was there. Just have it in my computer and just like... watch the whole seasons over and over and over again. But you know what? Now that you mention it, it's because of that. Of
the familiarity.
And it shuts my brain off.
Exactly.
So when I worked at that place...
Listen to us justifying this fucking trash.
No, it's true. When I worked at that place, I was overworked. And like I had to do all this shit. And on the weekends, like I felt like, okay, this is my time to make up for doing a million things during the week.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of sit there and like shut down and just like answer the phones or whatever I had to do, you know? Oh,
but
my
see,
God.
I think I have my routines at night, and we talked about this before. It's like mi cigarrito y todo el show, but it's watching one episode of Friends and their voices, and that like it stops me from thinking about dissertation work. It stops me from thinking about messed up colonial stuff. It stops me from thinking about everything that is happening in the world, you know? So yeah. I think it's... And again, the Big Bang Theory, I started loving it because I started cooking and every day at 7. And that's the show that was on. And I just kept it on. And I wasn't even watching it. But again, I became so familiar with it. But The Hills, bitch... It's crazy. It's like the Kardashians. Like, I don't want to watch that show. And every time it's on,
I love that shit.
I'm fucking glued. I'm
Real Housewives, it doesn't matter where the Housewives are from. Atlanta, Potomac, Beverly Hills.
Where are you watching the Potomac ones?
When I fly Southwest. Because that's the only time I watch those shows. I don't have a TV, but when I'm in the air and it's free TV, I always... I go straight to Bravo and I watch all that shit.
You know
all
what,
that trash.
You know what's so sad?
What?
I've been flying like Allegiant and Spirit for a while now because it's all I can afford.
Fancy.
I was flown to Denver in Southwest and I thought it was so fancy. You're when is it like wet towel coming? Like I was so into it.
Oh my God. Okay, you're next. Do a different one.
Okay.
So Big Bang Theory. Okay.
Okay, yeah. This is a silly one.
Do it.
It's very nerdy, but one of my guilty pleasures, and after everything I've learned, after all this time studying art, my, ¿cómo se dice debilidad? Like my...
Your weak point?
Mi punto débil. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Your it's weak spot.
My weak spot. O como uno de los bebés, la mollera.
Oh, God.
Yes. It's minimalist art.
Minimalist art?
Minimalist art.
Like the art like, movement from the mid-century?
Yes. Like a box in the middle of the desert.
Okay.
Gets me like so excited. Like I love it.
Oh shit, I got so close to the mic. Don't swallow the mic, bitch.
That's how excited I get.
I see it. Wow.
Yeah, I remember
that. Why are you ashamed of that? Why is that a guilty pleasure?
Because it's I don't know, like I've learned, I love minimalist art, but it's just, there's so many theories and so many books written about, and it's about basic shapes, and I understand, but at the same time, it's like, really? Like, it's such a...
It's a white privilege art.
Yes. Form. It's like land art, right? We talked about bullshit. It before.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those things that I will still go to the middle of the desert and see un hoyo, you know, like a minimalist hole, yeah. And I'll be like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. So I don't really talk about it, even though now everybody knows. But, and especially coming from somebody that studies Baroque art, that is kind of like the opposite, even though yeah. there's some basic things that are the same. But yeah, like I remember a couple years ago when I went to Marfa, Texas, like mm-hmm. that shit, like all those boxes made me cry, man. Like just being surrounded by stop. Basic shapes. Yes.
Please stop.
It was one of the most beautiful art experiences of my life. I've been to the Ugh. Sistine Chapel. I've been all no. over Mexico, and nothing compared to that moment. It's so sad. It's yeah. like, I'm ashamed of it. You now you see what I'm talking about.
I went to Marfa too a couple years ago, or like 5 years ago, and I got a tour of Donald Judd's house.
Me
and
too.
And Donald Judd, by the way, is a, he has a whole, basically,
whole town.
A whole foundation to yeah. the Judd Foundation. His whole house is really an artwork. And I did feel something. I was like, okay, like, wow, this person lived with such a purpose and a vision and whatever, wada la cuchara, but
see, when
I didn't cry, bitch, I was like,
no, but not in the house.
I was like, this is like the Hills Have Eyes shit. Like, I gotta get out of here before nightfall.
It was the most uncomfortable furniture you're ever gonna see anywhere. But it wasn't in the house where I got like really emotional. It was in the actual Chinati Foundation, because they take you
in New York.
No,
or no, in the house.
Is they take you into a room where they have these aluminum boxes, and the shape and size of the boxes match the lines of the building inside.
Yeah.
And they take you really, really early in the morning. So the way that the light reflects onto the window and the boxes almost seems like they disappear when you walk around them. So I was all into this very basic idea of how you activate art as you are in the presence of it. So walking around the boxes and seeing something so basic change shape, and sometimes it will disappear because you don't know where the window of the building started or where the box ended. So all of that stuff just made me, I mean, again, it's very basic. You can get that.
Say basic one more time.
Basic.
Yeah.
And, but again, I learned so much. I learned to hate it. Yet if you put me right now in the middle of that room,
I get the appeal though. I mean, in my own artwork, I reference minimalist art because I think that as people of color, Latinos, blah 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 blah,
we don't supposed to do
we're
that,
not
right?
That's not our lane, you know. So like right now, for example, in my studio, you're looking at a recreation of a Frank Stella that I'm doing.
That's right.
Because I think it's funny to insert myself and to be part of the dialogue.
The dialogue,
even
correct.
Though I'm not really part of it, I'm just over here talking to myself. But I've made pieces that reference Carl Andre's work, Saul Lewitt's work. Like when I was making the Bud Light cans, for example, the glittered Bud Light cans, all I was thinking about was Saul Lewitt, like when I was making them, and Andy Warhol. So like the Brillo boxes, you know, that kind of aesthetic. So.
And there's people that have made comments of that stuff before.
Yeah.
There's one guy there, Carl Andre does this, like, copper plates. I don't know exactly what they are.
Metal plates.
And you put them in the floor, and the idea is that you can step on them and be part of this minimalist piece, blah, blah,
blah. I did a piece in the last art show I was in called, that piece is called Floor Piece.
Oh.
And you're allowed to walk on top of it. It's at the MoMA in New York.
Yes.
And I made a piece called Floor Sombrero.
Oh, ese es el sombrero de charro que está.
So that's referencing that floor piece.
Because there's an artist, I think it's Juan Capistrán, I might be wrong, who actually does a performance piece where he does break dancing on top of a Carl Andre. Yeah, so there's...
I've seen that. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like even like our community kind of makes fun of it because we are away from it. But still, man.
Yeah, look, that's a Jasper Johns copy. Like, I'm here. I'm with you. But you know what
It's still a guilty pleasure, though.
It's a guilty pleasure. And you know what I thought about now? Just like looking at other Latino artists who do kind of similar things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is like a subversive thing or if I'm just like playing to a white audience by doing this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So like is like I'm doing a really shitty like weird
replica
of a Frank Stella painting like out of cardboard and literally trash that's in my studio. But am I making it to make fun of that kind of art, or am I making it so that white people think like that's what's going through my head the whole time?
Mujeres, casos de la vida real.
Anyway, we could. That's a whole nother episode.
but you know what? Anyway, so
I understand now because you're like you teach like classes on the Baroque and like Renaissance paintings and. And then you're like, I cried at a metal box. Like, bitch, get your life together.
I don't say that.
I know.
Like, I got so emotional. Oh, my God. But you know what?
I'm just imagining you crying in that room with all those metal boxes.
I'm going to say, I've become so cynical that...
Yeah.
That was I think that was the last time an art piece moved me, and that was in 2006, 2007.
Oh my God, have I told you the story of when I cried in front of a painting?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Stupida.
Okay. This is one of the first times I ever went to New York. I went to go visit my friend Thomas in Boston.
Was it a Rothko?
Yes, bitch.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
A Rothko. So I'm gonna try to tell the story really fast. But I'm obsessed or was really obsessed with Mean Girls back then. Uh-huh. And
that is not a guilty pleasure.
We had just watched Mean Girls in Boston like the night before. And then we went to go see what's the famous detective Sherlock Holmes movie, mm-hmm. which also has the girl from Mean Girls. What's her name? Rachel McAdams?
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, oh, how funny. We just watched Mean Girls.
Because Robert Downey Jr., ¿verdad?
I made Thomas watch Mean Girls so that he knew like all the references.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you keep telling me to get in the car and go shopping?
What do you mean so fetch?
So then we go to New York, right? Uh-huh. And we're at the MoMA. Uh-huh. And there's that big Rothko painting at the MoMA, right?
Yes.
So I'm walking through and...
The Museum of Modern Art,
of Modern Art in New York. And I see the Rothko and it literally, like in the movies, like it took my breath away. I was like, and then I just started crying. Like I never experienced that. And that's a very minimal painting. It's an abstract painting, right? And I'm like trying to hold it together, like not crying.
You're like, what is happening to me?
I'm like trying not to make noise, but it's like mm-hmm. I'm obviously crying.
Yeah.
And then somebody stands next to me and... She goes, I know, right? And taps me on the shoulder. And I look over, and it's fucking Regina George, dude.
No es cierto.
She's standing next to me, looking at the Rothko. I was like, what is happening?
Why haven't you told me this story before?
I can't believe I haven't told you that story before. And I just look at her, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. And I just look back at the painting and keep crying. Oh,
that is the best!
Isn't that crazy?
Art story ever?
Isn't that crazy?
I manifested funny. That.
I met Regina George at the MoMA, crying in front of a Rothko.
We all had. Shout out to Katie in New York, but she wrote. I think she was writing this essay when we were undergrads about how Rothko paintings are like zombies because they just come like dead. They're like these dead objects that are come walking towards you because you feel the presence of that.
Yeah, I can't even. Isn't
it so silly?
Yeah,
but I get it. It's so 19th century romanticism, like romantic ideas about. Painting and art, but I totally get what you're saying. Pero con la chava de Mean Girls way.
I manifested that shit, dude. I'm serious.
Anyway, what is your next guilty pleasure?
Whoa, it's my turn? Oh, my God. Okay. I love... Okay. So I love lady, like, morning roundtable chat shows.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
Like The Talk, like The View, like, what was the other one? I don't know.
The Talk?
I don't watch it. There was one with Tamar Braxton.
Yes.
¿Cómo se llama? The Real.
The Real.
I stopped watching it after they fired her. But...
Con las gemelas estas.
But I won't watch it in the morning. I watch it at night before, before I go to bed on YouTube.
Yeah.
I love Joy Behar.
Dude, tiene como 70 y tantos años.
She's so cool.
You know that?
I love her so much.
Did you notice she always wears a
headband? Uh-huh. Once you told me that, I couldn't.
That's
not,
all you
not
can
see.
It. Yes,
Joy Behar. I didn't notice that she wore a.
My dude tells me every time we watch that show, but I haven't watched it in a long time.
Oh my god! I think it's just to keep her hair like vertical, like so it's like has volume, right?
El crepe.
Yeah,
I
love her.
you should have seen your face when you said that. You're like, I love her,
and that's been my shit. Talk shows have been my shit ever since I was little. Like, I can remember just sitting there and, like, watching, like, remember, like, Sev Sek, like, back in the day? Or, like, Cristina?
Ah, no, Cristina.
Yeah, I fucking love watching talk shows. And then...
Dude, I was so obsessed with Cristina that when we went to the Hollywood, like, Walk of Fame, like, I took my picture next to her star. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yo me acuerdo de todos, güey. Me acuerdo cuando entrevistó a Selena. Like, I remember all that stuff.
Okay. So, here's something that I'm going to admit to you. So, when I was in middle school, I was not the brightest student, but to me, it was really important to get on the honor roll because at my school... Mm-hmm. If you got on the honor roll, you were given this thing called the honor card. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Keller Middle School. And you could leave school 3 minutes before everybody else. So like before the bell rang sixth period, you could leave.
I know where you're going with this.
So
bitch.
I had to walk home and my house was like almost exactly 2 miles away from the school.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get to take the bus to school.
Yeah.
But so if I got an honor card, that means that I would get out before everybody else so that I wouldn't get stuck in the hallways like with people in front of me. And I could like speed walk all the way home so that I can get home by 3 o'clock so that I could watch the Rosie O'Donnell show. Every day.
So you're telling me that the only reason that you were striving to become a better student was because of the Rosie the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Yeah.
Me estoy
I have something to show you.
No mames, güey.
I have a limited edition Rosie O'Doll.
Ay, estúpida.
That actually talks.
A ver,
so Rosie O'Donnell was so popular that she had dolls made out of her. That's like a cartoon version of her. Here we go.
A ver.
Oh, you have to hug her. Here.
Dreams come true.
Wait, listen.
Shh.
Stupid X.
What a cutie patootie.
Eres un idiota, wey.
Rock on, little ones. Come on, give me a kiss.
No!
No. Shout out to my best friend, Thomas, who got me this for my birthday 1 year.
And shout out to Rosie O'Donnell, man.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I used to live for that fucking show, bitch. I should have known. Middle school. Like, I didn't understand why I was so attracted to her in that show.
Yeah.
Like, and then when she came out as a lesbian on the show.
You're like,
everybody. I was like, oh, my. understand now, maybe.
Everything's making sense right now.
Oh, my God. That was one of the gayest shows on TV ever.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't
see. Remember her...
Yeah, she was always doing musicals.
Always musicals. Always, that's right. Always musicals.
Siempre.
Anyway...
That show was so much better than Ellen. Sorry, I love Ellen, but...
Remember when her desk broke? Rosie O'Donnell's desk broke? Her desk broke one season, uh-huh. And then every day she would have a different desk, uh-huh. Like that somebody would make for her. So like one day it was just like piles of wood. Then the next day she came in and it was like a spacecraft. Then it was like a hamster cage. Then it was an aquarium. Then like every episode.
That's so awesome.
I fucking live for that shit. It's like, what's Rosie O'Donnell's desk going to be like today? I better do my homework so I get my honor card.
Oh my God. Anyway, I think we need a break.
No, we don't. That's only two things. What's your third guilty pleasure?
My third, I don't know, like this didn't used to be a guilty pleasure, but what? Now it has become a guilty pleasure. I love Coachella so much, and people used to think it was a cool thing, and then I was watching Culture Strike going to Coachella and like really talking about mm-hmm. the water situation and everything, and I was like, but I'm getting my tickets for next year already.
You already know what I think about music festivals. And sorry to our dear friend, Mr. Villegas, but like, I'm sorry. That's going to be a you and Babelito thing.
Shout out, Richard.
Me and you can eat, and then you guys can go watch music festivals.
Like,
I
can justify it, but I can't justify it anymore. Like, I need to stop. I don't want to do it. But I'm going to go. And I went and I had a great time and it was awesome. And I was walking and running around the fields and it was just beautiful. It was so stupid and so privileged and annoying, but I did it. And I used to post every single band that I watch. And if you notice in the past 2 years, I don't post anymore because it's just like... I'm ashamed
okay,
of it.
Okay, can I just say something? If you are at a music festival, power to you. Like, great, you have disposable income. You like to be dirty for 3 days.
But that's the thing. Now that I wanted to stop going, people know me as the music festival person, and they're like, oh, I'll buy you a ticket. And I'm like, well, let's go. That's what happens
pues
with Coachella. Sí,
pues,
¿Tú crees que tengo dinero para ir cada año, güey?
No. I don't know. I mean, you're...
No tengo.
Grande mocha... Grande two pump mocha, whatever the fuck you get at Starbucks every day.
Are you digging for more
slash
for more
cheese
guilty
Danish
pleasures?
wait, hold on. Grande two pump mocha, with an extra shot.
That's right.
No whip.
Exacto.
Damn.
Yeah, and a cheese que Danish. Fuera mi barista.
What's mine?
Un café.
Black.
Así sin nada.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, I see that. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people like Coachella though, but you were right. We were talking about it earlier. Like, it's those kind of music festivals have just become like selfie festivals. Like, people just pay to like take pictures of themselves a lot of the times.
I saw Leonard Cohen. I saw Amy Winehouse. Like, I saw amazing.
La pequeña Amy Winehouse?
La pequeñita.
Or la regular size Amy Winehouse.
La guadita, güey.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
I saw so many incredible performances because we don't get shit here in Vegas. Yeah. I mean, and it's getting much better.
It's
and
expensive to see people here in Vegas.
Yeah, so if you put them all together, I will spend over $1,000, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it is a lot of money, but I will get my fix. And I love music. I started listening to music because I wanted to go see those bands.
Yeah.
Like, I went to go see Café Tacuba for the first time, and I was hooked for life. So every time I bought an album, it's with the hope that I was actually going to see them live. And it's still, I mean, it's dying now. Like, I'm starting to care less and less and less because, you know, I'm getting older and older and older. But I still live for for live music. I mean, I just said in the beginning of the show that I wanted to finish my dissertation so I can go see Missy Elliott. So,
well, that's a good one. She's one of the good ones. Okay.
So that's my last one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do I have to do another one? I think mine counted as two. Rosie O'Donnell and The View. Oh my God. At one point, my worlds collided and she was on The View. Remember?
That's right.
Oh my God.
Pero estaba muy, muy enojada.
I know. She's mad. She's because she doesn't wear sunscreen. Her
I
skin
still love her. I still love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosie 2020. I got the sticker on my computer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God.
Get it sus.
I mean, okay, I want to talk about something just really quick because we only have a couple minutes, but okay. As my last guilty pleasure, I used to have a couple of guilty pleasures that since we've started this podcast,
yeah,
I don't have anymore. Which I'm super grateful for. So
is this podcast woking you up?
It woke me up. It shook. I am shook. It
shook.
It shook me up, bitch. Because one of the people that I used to love was Sarah Silverman, and every time I listen to her now, like her comedy albums, there's still gems in there, you know.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's as funny as I used to think it was. Same with Dave Chappelle.
I used to love Sarah Silverman too, and I can't. Why did America forgave her for coming out in blackface.
I used to think that was like, now I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Yeah.
So Sarah Silverman, my second person is Lena Dunham. I remember
I was in love with her.
I loved Girls. And I, after like the third or fourth season, I don't know how many seasons there are, but after the second, I think I was like, oh, I'm going to stop watching. But one of my guilty pleasures is going on YouTubes and going on talk show, YouTubes, going on YouTube to see talk shows. And I have seen, well, like last year, I have seen every talk show that Lena Dunham has been on because I just love the way that she interacts with the host. Like she's so engaged and I just loved it. But now I can't even listen to her talk because I get mad.
I feel the same. I started watching Friends and I was like, oh, I kind of know these people. Like, I know who these people are. And by the third season, I could not stand them at all. It's just, you know what? The movie saw Sofia Coppola. I was obsessed with her. And now it's like, fuck, like every movie of Sofia Coppola is like, oh, look at me. I'm so white and so rich and you need to feel sorry for me. I can't stand her movies anymore. The Virgin Suicides, obsessed with a movie. Even Maria Antonieta, which is like, let them in cake. Like she made that seem luxurious. It's so fucked up. Mm. And again, for me, it was grad school. And after that, I was like, I can't stand Sofia Coppola. But anyway, which I think she just won like a big prize at Cannes Festival, but whatever.
I love the wine. So, I guess my last one is Justin Bieber. Like, I've
never liked that dude.
I know. So, my Bieber fever happened a long time ago when he was little.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny to like Justin Bieber. And then it like became this weird thing where like I think I actually became a fan. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to go see that movie he made. Like,
no mames, neta.
Neta. With my friend Chrissy.
Y dices que pena ajena,
güey. I know. Guilty pleasures, bitch. I mean, we're talking about it right now. I went to watch it for her birthday. Okay. I will never say never. So... and then my friend Nico, shout out to Nico, he for my birthday for Christmas would always give me Justin Bieber presents as a joke. So like I have a full-size Justin Bieber cutout in my room right now that he gave me.
I've seen it.
I know it's
and
really
I've never
creepy.
Understood
it's
it.
Really weird, right? I have Justin Bieber t-shirts that I wear sometimes, and oh my, I feel really dirty for saying that. This is a true, but it was.
But, now, but tell everybody why.
Now, well, it just happened.
No, why you don't like him anymore.
Well, because he's a fucking asshole and he's a fucking dick and he's appropriating our music.
Despacito
burrito. Like, what the fuck? Like, he forgot the words to Despacito and he just started saying like Mexican foods.
No mames.
For real.
Ay, qué estúpido.
I know. But even before that, like his bangers were like Sorry, you know, like all those, like from his last album.
It's all Caribbean music.
Yeah, that's all Caribbean, like dembo shit. Like, he was just appropriating our music. So,
and that was his comeback.
I mean, it's not mine, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when I heard it, I was like, okay, I secretly love the song. You know, when Despacito came out, I was like, this is a hit. This is a summer hit. And but it is.
That's not his song. You can still like that song. There's a version with him on
it. I don't want anything to do with him anymore. If I hear that fucking song.
But it's not his song.
I don't care. He's on it. Like, the reason why that song is number one is because he's on it.
Desde La Macarena no había una canción tan latina, pues. Like, they went so big.
Yeah, Waka Waka.
Waka Waka, yay, yay. Wait.
Whatever. Forever.
No, pero don't like confuse. Full on en español.
Huh?
Like full on
yeah,
en español.
You're right, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. So.
Qué desastre. I think we're going to lose listeners after this episode.
I'm sorry, everybody. It's fucking late. Oh, my God.
Qué razón, güey.
Oh my God, I have to edit this. Okay, let's take a little break. You want to do a little music? Oh my God, I can't believe we just ate all that trash.
I know, man. Instead of eating all this like gross French fries, we could have been eating some delicious fideo.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm starting over, okay?
Soy una mujer nueva.
Ian, let's fix my life. Take me to Lindo, Michoacán.
But which one? The one on Desert Inn?
That's right.
Yes.
The original, Lindo Michoacán on Desert Inn. I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to eat some real food.
As I was eating the chicken McNugget, I was crying and being like, no, this is not fideo. This is not chips and salsa. ¿Qué nos pasa, Dios mío?
That could have been a torta de pierna, okay? My favorite. That thing, the tortas there? They call them, they're fucking huge, dude. They call them tortugas. That's how big they are.
They're like skyscrapers. They're so tall and delicious.
Better than Subway, girl.
La de Milanesa es mi favorita, güey.
Milanesa. Oh,
que
no.
Que se te sube a la cabeza.
Oh, man. The original Lindo Michoacán on Desert Inn. It's the best. You know, Latinos Who Lunch listeners get 25% off if they go to Lindo and they say they listen to Latinos Who Lunch. Again, if you go to Lindo Michoacán on Desert Inn, say you listen to Latinos Who Lunch and you will get 25% off.
As easy as that?
Yeah. Save water. Drink margaritas. And we're back. How are you? I'm so tired, dude.
I am exhausted from all that laughing. That was that story of Rothko. It's si me muero
can
mañana.
Can you believe that?
Me llevo a la tumba.
Can you believe that?
I can't. I think you're making it up, but
it was. It's real. Ask Thomas. He was there. I was shook. I'm gonna keep saying that. Fuck. Shooketh. I know that's like 10 years old already, but I don't care.
If I would have seen her today, I would have been like, estupidex.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing here?
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
That is
beautiful. Do you have any recommendations this week?
I do.
What? What?
Guess what? Who came out with a new album?
Who?
Café Tacuba, güey.
Oh, wow. I did. I listened to it yesterday, actually.
And what do you think?
You know, they still got it.
Yes.
They still got it.
A lot of people are comparing this new album, Hey Baby, like J-E-I, baby. I know the title is a little dumb.
Yo no dije nada.
Pero te vi la cara, güey. With sort of the era of Red, because every single song is so different than the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I like that.
And
I like that, yeah.
You
yeah.
cannot, and this is one of the first albums where they're doing completely independent music. So yeah. they did whatever the hell they wanted, and they came out with a really innovative album that taps into all kinds of different genres. So if you are a new fan of Café Tacuba, this is a great album to start with, and then you can move your way back to the beginning of the first albums. But anyway, the album is called Hey Baby by Café Tacuba. What about you?
Well, you know, in these days, sometimes I like to, you know, escape, you know, and I don't have time to watch TV or like binge Netflix like I used to because mm-hmm. I have to work on my art, which is a blessing. Like, that's awesome. Like, this is what
it's a privilege, yes.
It's what I went to school for, and I'm so busy right now. And the thing that I can do is listen to podcasts. And you guys know I love podcasts. But I love I'm attracted to podcasts now that are more conversational and just make me feel like I'm hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
Like that's my favorite right now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I love shows that are political. So, you know, to keep me abreast of the news.
But once in a while, man.
I've been just trying to find podcasts that are just entertaining or just friends talking. So
like a breather.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been looking for more podcasts. So I'm going to name a couple podcasts that I feel are informational, but also it's like two friends talking. Mm-hmm. One of them is this podcast called Everybody Eats. Mm-hmm. And
porque todos comemos.
Porque todos comemos. Shout out to Jessica Wilde. I love it. I love Everybody Eats. They're great. If they're on SoundCloud, Google it, Locas. We'll put a link on the website. I love the podcast Getting Grown. It's
Getting Grown?
Getting Grown, yeah. It's Jade and Kia, and they're, it's part of a Loudspeakers network, same as The Read and The Friend Zone. Mm. I just love them. They're just so cool, and I just love listening to friends talk. So that one, and let me recommend another one. Oh, there's this one that I really love called Inner Ho Uprising. It's wonderful. So, yeah, those are my recommendations this week.
And shout out to all those Latinos that have been thinking about doing a new podcast and they're finally coming together and doing new podcasts.
Did you see the email we got today?
Mm-hmm.
The friends that were like queer friends, right? Mm-hmm. The girl that wanted to get pregnant.
Listen to our listener letters too, because we talked about this kid and it's two queer guys that decided to have a kid and now they're going to come out with a podcast.
Are they both guys? I thought one was a woman.
Two queer people. Kids. Yes.
Okay.
And the podcast is coming out. We will give you more details as soon as we get in, but we're very excited because they sent us an email and they told us that finally they were going to do it and that we inspire them.
I can't wait to listen.
Makes me so happy to know this is the second time that it's happened since Latinos Who Lunch came out. So Keep them coming, man. That's a beautiful thing. So yes, Latinos podcast.
Yeah, beautiful thing. Estás bien cansada. Oh my gosh. Okay, and as always, you can find us at latinoswholunch.com. Email us, latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Let us know. And most importantly, you guys, thank you so much for reviewing us on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts.
Every day we get new reviews.
It's so cool. It's oh my gosh. Anyway, if you listen to this podcast regularly and you like it, go on there, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more stars we have, the more visible we are. And visibility is
essential.
So it's the least you could do. This podcast is for free. We do it at a cost to us. Even though we have some amazing advertisers, we're still doing this for free, guys. So please go on there and rate us. That would mean a lot to us. So again, I'm Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
Bye.
Ciao.